Så se hejta natu amerika toshua natu australian. Take it toshua ditter Asia Pacific nda amerika tulu taucha mangla yal vice president Mike Pence na tenekotamu shua ndalo teche sili teche kolikate nipun teche indonesia onda yo toshua teche australiana. Mike Pence to kia tia tsake shito rongla teche australia tia teche amerika na ma yeng loh loh hova tua tia rong yushu tuanzi lese.
Our alliance with the United States is vital. The commitment is so deep on both sides. It will survive many prime ministers and many presidents.
Peter Gitojong, Dr. De Americana, my young Cheng, Cheng Heng, Taying Mokeshiton Rong Heng, Jihai Yajong, Chong, Taipu Jalia Chong, Taicha Mangle, President Batanatri Yatola, Najing, Mokeshiton Rong, Jong Chapler Lee. Chitalan, Mr. Turnbull Naku, Tarong Shia, Wan Tao Moon Chi, Mr. Mike Pence, via America to Hong Batanatibudi, Layatu, Lu Taicha Mang. Mr. Turnbull,
we are in absolute lockstep, totally united, with a common purpose and a resolute intent to destroy the threat of terrorism and to destroy
it in the field. Mr. Mike Pence,
China has the greatest leverage over North Korea. There is no question about that. So I've made this point to Chinese leaders over a long period of time.
In fact,
North Korea is the most dangerous and urgent threat to the peace and security of the Asian Pacific.
Under
the President's leadership and working closely with our allies, with Prime Minister Turnbull, in my meetings with Prime Minister Abe, and with Acting President Wang in South Korea and others, the United States is determined to bring economic and diplomatic pressure to bear, working with all of our allies and China.
Yelena America to le tau cha mang le Vice President Mike Pence tele tok hia tia. Na yin tau ku xie la dan dao cha cha na dao le te che se le ko le ka te te che Nippon te te che America le te che Australia na la shi cha na chu cha la dai cha ta mang kun cha wa ta mo ta cheng cha Korea Peninsula te che ko le ko te na phang shi na cha phong po te che cha te po nuclear na ta ja ta ja.
Let me make it clear, the United States intends to honor the agreement, subject to the results of the vetting processes that now apply to all refugees considered for admission.